Okay, recap episode of letter number four. Well, it won't really be about letter number four, this recap, because there's nothing to recap. But outside of letter number four, there is a lot to recap. And we all know, I wanted to say what I'm referring to, maybe not, but we all know what is going on right now. Several hours from where I'm sitting or hanging on my chair. I know it is difficult or maybe even inappropriate. Let's say it's inappropriate for me as a white, middle-aged, I guess I am. Oh, God. Let's just say white, European, easy life, majority woman has seemingly no place in this. I don't know how people want me to call it. Conflict, war, massacre, colonialism, fucking, I don't know. I don't know what to call it. Occupation. And it feels really weird to feel the urge or feel the need to defend myself because of the emotions that I feel towards this massacre, occupation, war, whatever. And that does not stem from today, okay? I did not get interested in this today, okay? I have always, my entire life, had friends from all different kinds of ethnicity, color, race, religion, backgrounds, whatever. I don't want to say I don't see color, because I know people say that, and it just sounds bizarre, because everyone sees color except people that are colorblind. But I mean, it doesn't do anything to me. Like, it doesn't, like, I see it, but I don't notice it. Like, I see the person, like, I see the value or of the person, or like the kindness of a person, or the bad sides of a person. But like, regardless of all those things that I just said before, ethnicity, race, religion, whatever. No, I have never, ever, 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 ever in my entire life judged someone based on something like that. Never. And I will never do it. And I understand that there are people that are, that feel that they have the right to be closer to this conflict because of their background. Whether that means that they are Muslim, or whether that means that they are not Muslim but have color, or it doesn't matter. But if you make like a line of people that have the right to have an opinion about this, I'm probably at the back of the line, okay? I have seemingly nothing to do with what's going on today. But that's just not true. It is just not true. Again, like, this is not to defend myself. I have nothing to defend myself for. Come on, people. No, absolutely not. But I have walked around for decades by now with this urge of wanting justice. Justice, just justice on a very small scale, like you did something or you didn't do something, you get accused of something and you want to desperately explain yourself or desperately prove that you didn't do it or whatever you want to call it. I was 4 years old, people, when I was crying in my bed, not being able to go to sleep because there were kids dying in Africa. I don't know why. Well, they're not dying, or the dying part, I didn't know why. Well, for me, it was just simple, just feed them, right? Some things are just so simple, just feed them and they won't die. That's not how the world works. Because we all know that in theory, this thing is really fucking easy to solve. In theory, I'm saying, okay? Really easy to solve. The boundaries that were drawn should have never been drawn. There was another country, and I forgot which country it was, that offered the Jews a land, a country. But no, it has to be in Palestine. Oh, God Christ. Why did people agree to that in the first place? That's so stupid. That's so stupid. Be like, yeah, that sounds like a really good idea. Orthodox Jews and peaceful Palestinian Muslims. And that's the thing, like, when it actually happened, I don't think, well, see, I don't think anyone could have foreseen what would, of course, a lot of people foresaw it, but the people on the ground were not even at the initial stages. Like, there wasn't immediate bombing and slaughtering and murdering. Well, there was, actually, but not to the extent that people were like, this is a bad idea, okay? They still thought, despite all the things that were going on, we can pull this off. Okay, that happens sometimes, that you get in over your head and you're like, well, maybe if I fumble this way or the other way, then maybe I can still make it work. I've tried. It's not how it works, people. It's not how it works. But usually we have the opportunity or the chance or option to correct our mistakes, right? If you do something and you get in over your head, you're like, ah, oh, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't have done this. So you fix it. You fix it. Unless you're so stupid, you just keep digging. Well, that's possible. There are people that like that, that just will not put the spade down. Dig, 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 dig. And that's what's been happening for 75 years. It shouldn't have happened. But then when it happened, it got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Okay? Where is this gonna end? Where is this gonna end? I don't know. I don't know. And I don't think anyone knows. So people that are yelling the loudest and saying, but this is what we want to do and it's simple and we just have to do this and we just have to do that. No, I don't think that there is anything simple about this anymore. Except for the solution, obviously. It again, on paper, in theory, super simple. It's not happening. And nothing I do or say or you can do or say that's going to make getting to a solution simple. It just will not be simple. No matter how much all of us, regardless of where you're from, all of us want this to end. And what does this have to do with me? And my podcast? I have documentation, firsthand eyewitness documentation that the world doesn't know about, okay? Which is fair enough. Like, why would my grandfather's story be so special that it deserves its own podcast and the entire world has to listen to it? No, it has nothing to do with my grandfather. But it has to do with the conflict. It has to do with how special I think it is or how unique it is, these letters somehow, from the circumstances and the geographical location that they were written in, that they somehow 75, 80 years later made it to me. Like, that's already quite special. Regardless, and I've said that before, regardless of what's in the letters. But this is about a war, because the war that is going on right now, or again, occupation, conflict, whatever the fuck you want to call it, everyone knows about it, right? There is not a person in the entire world that does not know what's going on right now. Whether you know it from the day it started or whether you tuned in today, it doesn't matter. Everyone knows. It's not a secret to no one. I have correspondence from a war that no one knows about. No one. No one. No. No one. No one. No one. No one. Except for some people in Indonesia and for some people in the Netherlands, okay? But as a story, as a global thing, no one knows about it. And it was not just, oh, we blew up a bus or we dropped a bomb. No. This is a story of a occupation that lasted 350 years. And I'm only going to tell you stuff about the last 5 years. So what happened to 345 years before that? I want to say I don't know. Well, I do know. I know exactly because I've been reading about it for years. But maybe that's for another podcast. But don't the people that were involved in that conflict that no one knows about, because their victims were just as much as the victims today, don't they deserve some recognition? Don't they deserve the world to know what happened then without, and that's the beauty of it, without the screaming and the yelling and the judging and the you're not allowed to have an opinion and you're not allowed to say this and you're not allowed to feel this and that and because the person that I have the information from, whatever is in it, he's dead. And most people that were involved in that conflict, like firsthand, I'm not talking about children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren of people that were there. I'm just talking about the actual information I have. There's no judgment. There's no judgment. Because I can't change what happened there. And I can't change what's happening today. But what I can do is, yeah, do what I always felt I had to do, and that's to speak up about other people's suffering. I don't want to prove or show or parade this thing around from a sensationalized, I've said the word before, perspective or something that was actually by something else. But the same story goes here, because I just feel, just because this war happened such a long time ago and there were no phones and there were no television and there weren't even sides, I think. I don't think there was anyone on the dark side except for the Dutch. So there were, I don't think there were sides. But mind you, when the UN was established, I think it was like out of the first 20 resolutions, I think 15 of them or something or other were about this conflict. Egypt was involved in the conflict. People, there you go. Australia was involved, the British were involved, America was involved, Japan was involved, well, Indonesia, obviously, the Netherlands was involved. But we've never given these people the time of day to be able to share their story. I was just speaking to my mom like an hour ago, and I said to her, I said, what makes this such a sort of silent, forgotten, not even forgotten, because there were not many people that knew about it. Not because they didn't want to know, but what happened was, like, at the end of the 1930s, when people sort of in Europe, where people were kind of like, okay, are we going to stay here? Are we going to ride this wave out? Are we going to hope that the war doesn't start or escalate or whatever? But that people were deciding, maybe all over the world, but especially from what I know in the Netherlands, where are we going to go? Are we going to stay in Europe and hope that everything will work out? Or, because we have an overseas country or overseas land or whatever, but whether you agree with that or not, it doesn't matter. I obviously do not agree with that at all. Colonialism, neocolonialism, fuck you, all of you, colonizers, horrible people, okay? So it doesn't matter. But I'm talking about the facts. So there are a lot of Dutch families in the Netherlands, were at the Netherlands at the time and made the decision to go to Indonesia because it was safe. They didn't necessarily go there because they wanted sunshine and rainbows and durian fucking smelly fruit. No, they went there to hopefully not get caught up in a war. Can you blame them? No, you cannot. War, no war. I think everyone would choose no war. So off they went to Indonesia. And it was blissful. The first few years that most people went there were blissful. And it was difficult for them in a sense that at some stage, the war actually does break out in Europe, as we all know. And people felt guilty. People were like, oh, what if we would have been a little bit more adamant and would have taken Piche or Yangche or Ani or Beppi or whatever with us? No, none of them are here. They're all, I don't know, fighting their own battle. Plus, people, you couldn't just call someone and be like, hey, how are you? Or send a WhatsApp message and 2 minutes later get the two blue ticks. No, it's not how it worked. You had to write a letter, like my grandfather did, fucking extensively, mind you. And they had to wait weeks before the letters would arrive. And they didn't know whether the letter had arrived until they would receive a letter back. So you would have to wait, well, I'm not going to exaggerate, so I'm going to say a month for your letter to get to the Netherlands and for the answer to be sent back to you and received. Probably longer, probably 2 or 3 months, but anyway, let's say a month. So this is happening, okay? During the first years of the World War, there's still communication possible between Europe and Indonesia, but at some stage, boom, mail delivery stops. No more mailboats, no more airmail, nothing. Except for soldiers, I think, or except for people in the army. I think they got one piece of paper per week that they were allowed to send. Yeah, I think so, something like that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Can you imagine if you get one piece of paper per week to write something on? First of all, who would you write it to? What would you write? Like, it had to be fucking. You would only write down the most important things because you only have one piece of paper. And you can't send it to 10 different people because, unless you make it 10 different, you cut it up in 10 different pieces or whatever. But anyway, okay, this is a long time ago. So, no modern technology is all I'm saying. But the communication stops. So, both geographical locations don't know what is going on in the other place. So right after the communication stops and the people are fighting a full-blown war in Europe, somehow the Dutch decide to declare war to Japan. And this is official historic record. What happened is that there was a Dutch representative meeting with the Japanese ambassador, and I think it was with a letter from the Queen in which it said, we're declaring you war. And I'm not joking, people. When this Dutch representative handed over this letter to the Japanese guy laughed in his face. There are eyewitnesses. This has been recorded. This has been written down. It was a bizarre situation. And the Dutch representative was like, he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed. He was like, yeah, I'm really sorry that I have to do this, but like, this is what it says, so I guess we're in war now. And the Japanese guy was like, dude, we're with like, I don't know how many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or whatever Japanese were there already stationed. And there were none from the Dutch. There was no army or a very, very, very small army because there was no war and everyone was fighting the war in Europe. So the Japanese person, the Japanese representative or ambassador was like, well, are you sure? Like, you can't just take the letter back and just tell your queen you couldn't find me. No, I'm a law-abiding citizen, is what the Dutch guy probably said. If this is what my queen wants, this is what we're gonna do. We are in war as of now. But this was not communicated to the people in Europe because they were stuck in concentration camps. They were doing other things. They were busy. They were like, sorry, don't really care what's going on your side of the island now, or your side of the globe. You figure things out. And the exact same thing that happened or was happening in Europe with the concentration camp then starts to take place in Indonesia. And right after the Second World War ends, the Japanese occupation also ends. And the people that come out of the concentration camps in Indonesia start writing letters again, start trying to figure out, because they know there was a war in Europe. So they start to find or look for their relatives. Are you still alive? Blah, 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 blah. Without actually even mentioning the atrocities that happened to them under the Japanese. So letters start to arrive again, and people in Europe are happy that the war is over and write their siblings back or their family members back in Indonesia. Yes, we are alive, or well, this person is not alive anymore, but I am, or whatever. How are you? Well, the next letter from Indonesia says, well, not so great. We had something similar happening here. Yeah. Yeah, you say that, but no, I don't think that you know what happened here in Europe, because you can't compare the two. It's not the same. It's not the same. That's what they kept saying. Well, it was exactly fucking the same. We know that now. Well, I know that now, but no one else does. No one else does. And nowadays, when people don't see a war for what it is, we just send an extra camera crew, right? Or an extra blogger or vlogger or whatever, podcaster, to be on the ground and to report the fucking horrid things that are happening. That wasn't the case back then, people. No one knows. And again, this is only what happened before my grandfather get there. So everything I just told you, I do not know this from my grandfather. I do this, I know this from reading books about this era. And I'm gonna pause it because I don't think I'm gonna be done in 2 minutes.